My question is the supply chain still broken?
Well, I'm glad you asked it that way, because the way I look at it, it was never broken. It was overwhelmed. And to me, that's a distinction. And I'll give you an example of how that would work in real life. If you take a 5-gallon jar of water, like you have in a water cooler, and you just dump it in your sink all at once, your sink will back up and you'll have water maybe even coming out of the sink, depending on how fast it drains. Does that mean your piping is broken? No. Does it mean you got a problem with plumbing? No. You just tried to do too much too fast.
Yeah.
And I think that's where our supply chain wound up. It wasn't broken. It was never designed to handle the volumes we're forcing it to handle.
Okay. Really important distinction there. So if we take that distinction a step further and ask the question again, is the supply chain still overwhelmed? Mm-hmm. How might we get a different answer depending on whether we're talking to shippers or if we're talking to consumers?
I think right now things have smoothed out quite a bit. Initially, the problem was that there was such a surge in consumer buying that the volumes rose like 23% in 1 year, which is just overwhelming.
Right.
Since then, things have leveled out a little bit. You saw these news reports about how many vessels were staying off the coast of California waiting to get to the port and that kind of thing. That's gone away. Pretty much things are functioning pretty much like they should in an ordinary situation. So today that's fine. But that being said, everybody expects another surge to hit at some point. And so what people are doing now is they're buying equipment. Suppliers are spreading out their sources of materials and so forth so they're not dependent upon one particular part of the world. And things are happening. People are responding to this by setting themselves up for the next surge so that it won't be as bad as this last one was.